Let us pray. God of love, as Jesus went into the desert to pray and face his temptations, lead us with him into solitude with you, into that place laid bare where we may see ourselves through your eyes and reclaim the love you give us. We pray in the love and the company of Jesus. Amen. New Testament, a reading from Corinthians, 2 Corinthians. Because we have hope, we act with great boldness. Not like Moses, who put a veil over his face to keep the people of Israel from gazing at the end of the glory that was being set aside. For our minds are hardened, indeed, to this very day when we hear the reading of the covenant, that same veil is still there. Since only in Christ is it set aside. Indeed, one turns to Christ, the veil is removed. Now God is spirit, and where the spirit of God is, there is freedom. And all of us, with unveiled faces, seeing the glory of God as though reflected in a mirror, are being transformed into the same image from one degree of glory to another. For this comes from the Lord, the Spirit. For it is the God who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," who has shown in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in clay jars, so that it may be made clear that this extraordinary power belongs to God and does not come from us. Hear the word of God for the people of God.
Listen for the living word of God as you hear the good news from Luke's gospel. Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan, and he was led by the Spirit out into the wilderness, where for 40 days he was tempted by the devil. He ate nothing during those days, and at the end he was famished. The devil said, "If you're the Son of God, command this stone to become a loaf of bread." Jesus answered, "It is written, we do not live by bread alone." The devil took him up and in a moment showed him all the kingdoms of the world and said, "To you I will give all this glory and all their authority, because everything has been handed over to me, and I can give it to whoever I please. So if you simply worship me, it will all be yours." And Jesus said, "It is written, you shall worship the Holy One, your God, and serve God alone." The devil took him to Jerusalem, placed him on the turret, the pinnacle of the temple, and said, "Throw yourself off from here, for it is written, God has commanded the angels concerning you to protect you, and on their hands they will bear you up so that you won't dash your foot against the stone." And Jesus said, "It is said, don't test God." When the devil had finished all of his tests, he departed from Jesus. Until an opportune time. The Gospel of the Beloved Jesus Christ.
Thanks
be to God. Lent has a pretty bad reputation. A lot of people think of Lent kind of like that mean, crabby old nurse or nun in the movies that just wants to whap you with a ruler, just wants to find out what ways you're wrong and smack you for it. But that's not what Lent is about. Somebody recently said to me, "Oh, I don't like fasting. I have no use for self-punishment." That's not what fasting is about. Jesus said, I am the vine, and God is the true vine grower. And every branch in me that doesn't bear fruit, God cuts off. And every branch that does bear fruit, God prunes so that it bears more fruit. That's what Lent is about. Jesus says, once upon a time, there was a landowner who had a fig tree in the garden that was not producing figs. The landowner said to the gardener, chop this thing down. It's just wasting space in my garden. But the gardener said, no, give it some time. Let me dig around it and put some manure around it. We'll see if maybe next year it bears fruit. That's what Lent is about. It's hard to believe it this morning, but within a few weeks, gardeners and arborists will be out there with their clippers and their pruning shears. They'll be pruning trees. Not because they don't like the trees, not because there's something wrong with the trees, but because they love the trees and they want the trees to bear even more fruit. So they'll be pruning and trimming. That's what Lent is about. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was love, and the Word was the light that is the life in all people. That light shines in us. Paul says that God who said, let light shine out of darkness, shines in us. And we are being continually transformed into that image from one degree of glory to another. But our hearts are veiled. There's something that obscures that light. There are things that get in the way. Lent is about the light. It's about opening up what it is that blocks that light in us. There is this perfect love that God gives us, and it flows perfectly through us, except when we block it. Lent is about going out into the desert and looking at where those blockages are. Because in order to let those things go, we have to see them. A desert is a place where you can see. Before we moved here to New England, at one point my wife was on the phone to somebody in New Hampshire and said, so what's the terrain like there? And they said, I don't know. That was unimaginable for us in the West. Especially if you've ever been in a desert. Here, everything's covered with trees and cities, and you can only see about 50 yards, so you can't really tell what the terrain is up to. But out in the desert, you can see what kind of rock you're standing on. You can see exactly where the rivers are and where they aren't. You can see the history of the geology because it's all exposed. In the desert, with those wide open spaces, you can see the weather coming for 4 hours and watch it as it rolls in from the west. In the desert, you can see everything. Jesus goes out into the wilderness where everything is exposed so that he can see himself. The journey of Lent isn't about self-punishment. It's about self-awareness. Coming to see ourselves clearly, see the places where we block the love of God. And when we see those things, we can let go of them. Or at least let go of our attachment to them. We have these basic human ego needs that every human has, and it's good, it's what helps us survive. But we need that sense of power, that we can get things done, sense of security, that we're not in danger, sense of belonging to the human family. But our wounds and our desires and our wants and our attachments distort those needs. So more than just needing to have power to get things done, we want power to control, power to make things the way we want them, power to turn stones into bread. More than just being safe enough to survive, We want to avoid all pain. We would love it if we could just fall off a building and not get hurt. We don't just need to belong. That desire gets twisted and distorted, and pretty soon we want to be the center of the universe. We want everything to be focused on us, and we want everybody to think well of us. And the problem with those distortions is that then we can't love. You can't love somebody if you're trying to control them. You can't love somebody if you're afraid of being hurt or sacrificing for somebody else. You can't love others if we're spending all this time thinking about ourselves. So we go out into the desert with Jesus to look at those things in our lives that block the perfect love of God. And we ask God to be set free from those. You'll never not have those voices in our heads. That's just part of being human. We'll never get rid of the devil in that sense. That need for power and security and belonging. That thinking that's just always going on. It's always going on. But out in the desert with Jesus, we practice learning how to just ignore it. Just let it go. I recommend fasting during Lent. I fast one day a week, and it's a whole day, so I don't eat from Sunday night till Tuesday morning. And during that time, I get hungry. And what I've learned is how to be able to say, well, yeah, I feel hungry, but I don't care. Just let it go. And the more I practice it, the more I become able to just let it go. The hunger is still there, but it gets changed. The longest I've ever fasted is 5 days. And by the fifth day, I really experienced that this thing wasn't even hunger anymore. It was something else. It was a different kind of desire. And by the sixth day, when I broke my fast, I didn't want to. I was in this place where my desire was like holy. It had been totally changed. Because I'd gotten to the point where I could say, well, yeah, my body feels hungry, but I don't care. I can let it go. I can let go of all those voices in me that are saying, you don't have enough. You can't do this. You're not good enough. People will laugh at you. All those negative voices. You notice those voices in your head. They're all negative. Can't do it. What if people don't like me? I don't have enough power to do this. And they're all lies. Notice how the devil is always lying to Jesus. Oh, go throw yourself off of here. Don't worry. Angels will catch you. It's a lie. That's not what that scripture means. Oh, all the kingdoms of the world have been handed over to me, and I can give them to whoever I please. That's a lie. That's baloney. Jesus learns to see through the lie and to say, I don't need that. And what we see is what it would have cost if Jesus had not done that. There would have been no Jesus. There would have been no Christ. Just would have been another Palestinian peasant out there earning his keep. When we go out into the desert, we notice those things that get in the way of our love, and we notice how false and negative they are, and we also notice what they cost us. How they shut off our freedom and our power and our creativity and that perfect love of God. And when we see that, it becomes easier to say, nah, I don't need that. We find a peace that can stay peaceful in the face of all these nagging voices that say, no, no, this isn't enough. You need more power. You need more belonging. You need more security. And we can just stay in that peaceful place and say, no, I don't. I'm okay. But first comes the hard work of looking and seeing and naming those temptations that block that perfect love in us. So Lent is about stopping to look, to see, taking the time to really look at ourselves through the eyes of God. What in me blocks the perfect love of God? And what does that cost me? And am I ready to ask God to set me free, to help me just let go of that now and for the rest of my life, one moment at a time? So we'll sing a song and then we'll have some time to just be still in that contemplative place. Let those temptations arise. Allow God to show us the places where our love gets blocked. And when we become aware of them, to name them and ask God to help us be set free. Because that's really what Lent is about. It's not about punishment. It's not about asceticism. It's about liberation. It's a gift. Will you pray with me? God, we thank you for your infinite, perfect love that fills us to overflowing. And we come to you to help us to see what blocks that love, to cut off the branches that are dead, to prune the branches that need to be cut back, to let go of everything that gets in the way of your perfect love flowing through us. We pray for the faith to receive your blessings, to be mindful of your presence and to listen for your voice, and for the courage to trust your deep desire for us, surrendering everything to your love, to live in harmony with your grace. Amen.